Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
in the land. I that's where I live. That's where I live. Every now and then. Every now and then I forget my zip code. I forget my address. Every now and then I say, why am I even here? There's always something to bring me back, bring us back and say, wait a minute, you live in the land of I am. You are so much more, and this is just an adventure. Don't get caught up by the rides. It's a playground. You know, life is an adventure. It's a roller coaster. It's a theme park. So we got to remember that. But there are times when we just say, you know, I hate these roller coasters. Get me off. Stop it. We even go into some speaking some different languages. It's like, get me out of here. And then after it's over, it's like, whew, whew. If you're like me, said, I hated that. I want to go on again. Just a twisted kind of way of living this adventure. But that's what makes it fun, you know? In the land of I am, more than I have been, I am, more than I will be, I am. No matter what, no matter where you started, no matter where you're going, you are so much more than you can ever imagine. And the journey of life is to continue to just let that be revealed. The spiritual path is like lightening your load, taking off all the stuff, all the labels, all the judgment, all the criticisms, all the stories, just kicking it off and allowing the essence of who you really are to reveal itself. Sometimes we start the spiritual journey piling stuff on. I gotta meditate, yep, put it in the back. Okay, retreat, yep, put it in the backpack. Read this book, everybody's talking about it, yep, pile that on. And then after a while, 10 years later, 20 years later, I can't believe I've been walking this path and I'm still dealing with this mess. And then one day we'll have this idea, one moment, we have a shift in perception, a miracle. Like, no, the spiritual path is really about letting go, releasing, trusting, knowing, remembering that you have it already. And whose idea of this thing called, who came up with this idea? Life is a cosmic game, you know. Yes, we have it all already. We've been home already. We have everything that we're looking for, that we desire. We just have to trust enough. Trust the process of life. This is the best game going. That was Ricky Byers Beckwith in the land of I am. To find out more about her, she says, just let it be. WeLetItBe.com. WeLetItBe.com. There's so many ways you can get to it. You can do RickyBB.com. But just stick with WeLetItBe because we want life to be. If you go to WeLetItBe.com, you're going to see Ricky's smiling face. And we started the show before Ricky with Carly Jackson and reminding us who we really are. It's all that I am-ness. And Ray Anderson is in the house, Reverend Dr. Ray Anderson. He's going to remind us that we had it all along. Just because you were, you know, running around with other folks, whoever other folks are for you, you got to remember who you are. Yeah, Carly Jackson, the I Am affirmation, and Carly's going to be joining us in August 6th. That should be fun. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. And you truly make a difference by being here, by listening. The fact that you're breathing right now, you're making a difference. The thoughts you're thinking is making a difference. What you're feeling in your body is making a difference. You get to decide if it's good or bad, negative or positive. Well, you know, the good thing about that is the darkness and the light is the same thing to God. So if what you're thinking is working for you, keep thinking it. If it's not working for you, change it. Ask for help. Ask for guidance. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. Life Coach Eddie, Life Coach 80. You know, people call me all kinds of names. But it's not their fault. I am. That's my name. Everything else is just an icing on the cake. Yes, I am here. Actually, no, just I am is here, but we are here Monday. Because there's a lot of people that do the show with me. And you guys know, it's not just me. So I'll bring everybody along. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And all the shows are archived. So feel free to come back and through iTunes. Apple has a new app, I heard. And I think it's called Podcasts. You can subscribe to Life Conversations and you can have the show downloaded to your iPhone, iPad. I don't care, whatever you call it. Just subscribe and share the word. Spread the good news. What's the good news? Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Now, oh, speaking of spreading the good news, those of you who are registered with Blog Talk Radio, we invite you to sign in. If you're not, sign out. But to sign in, I don't know, because I do the show as a host, so I don't always listen as a listener to other shows. But apparently, it's got to be true that so if they told us, there's a button there that says sign in something using your Facebook account or something like that. You know, if you really love me, if you really care about the work we do over here, if you really love me the way you say you do. Yeah, many a truth is spoken in jest. Okay, all right, come on, get it together. We've got a show to do here. Dr. Ray is standing by, stretching. That brother can stretch. He does those. Like, how do you do it? But anyway, I digress. Yeah, let me stretch while I'm being silly. Okay, so just click sign in with your Facebook account on Blog Talk Radio, and you can tell the rest of the world what you're listening to. The only radio network you need to listen to, the only radio show, well, radio network, not the radio show, because we've got other shows on this platform. So you've got to be careful what I say. But you know, this is the only radio network you need to listen to. Everything else, everybody else, just trying to be like, you know, yeah, whoever they want to be like. But anyway, this is, how do I know this is the only radio station? Or if you doubted it, well, here's something. Here's something to let you know. This is the only radio station you need to listen to.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Indeed, the best hosting in the planet, because we believe in ourselves. We know who we be. We know who we is. We know who we is. I am. All right, I am starting to cut up. I don't know. I think I've been hijacked again. I have a funny... I have friends who got different kind of people to show up in their life, but I don't have names for my folks. So I'm just going to blame it on my ancestors. One of them is hijacked me. He likes to be funny and silly. Is it he or she? Let me see. Yeah, it's a guy. We're going to call him James. He likes to act fun. Yeah, that's his name. You know, I may have other, I have ancestors with other with Nigerian names, but this one is showing up as James. See, he's messing with me already. Okay. All right, what else do I need to tell you? Tomorrow, we're going to talk about play. Play as a Tool for Freedom with Ambassador Farah. She'll be joining us. And in preparation for her show on Life Conversations Radio Network, Streams of Wholeness. Ambassador Farah is the co-founder of Life Conversations Radio. So, you know, we're going to go down memory lane. We haven't done a show in a long time, so it should be fun. And play is also an acronym for purposely loving and appreciating you. So when you're not playing, when you're too busy, when you don't have time, when you got things to do, when you got stuff to do, you are not purposely loving and appreciating yourself. On Monday, we have Janet Ong. We're going to talk about love, relationships. And Tuesday, we have James Van Plagg. He's going to join us and connect you with folks on the other side who've been trying to get your attention, but you're just too hard-headed. You can't listen. Was that my mom? Was that my dad? Was that my dog? Well, James Van Plagg is saying, yep, it is. They're trying to tell you, all is well, stop tripping. So anyway, check out lifeconversationsmedia.com for more information, lifeconversationsmedia.com. And that's also where you can send your questions if you don't do Facebook. I'm doing it the back way now. If you don't do Facebook or can't get on Facebook, send your questions for today's show by going to liveconversationsmedia.com, liveconversationsmedia.com, click the menu that says Live Conversations Radio, and then there's a drop-down menu. Click Ask Ade, fill in the email, and we'll get it. If you don't want to do that, if you want to post it, you can actually post it on Facebook on the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Oh, my God. I'm exhausted already. Post it on the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show fan page, like page. And Celeste, myself, or Casper will get to it. We're waiting for your questions and your comments. But it's always best to call in. Maybe you're not living an empowered life. Other people inspire you, but you're struggling to inspire yourself. You're carrying stories from the past. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And at 1 o'clock today, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. So stand by for that. And then right after me, Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show at 2 o'clock, we have Here to Inspire with Aisha. So just hang about, hang around, don't go nowhere, and just we're rolling to Here to Inspire because we are truly here to inspire you with Aisha. She's going to be talking about the kind of food you got to eat now during the summertime, foods that are in season. But check out more. Check out Aisha at 2 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Done. That's just too much. We got a show to do. Oh, look at all these people in the chat room. Four saggy. What does that mean anyway? It sounds funny, four saggy. Break it down. Silent listeners, this guy says guest. Kaffer, Lanier Reed, Laverne is back with the cake. Welcome, welcome. Tamara, spiritual midwife. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening, I can't see. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. And I know you're waiting and saying, come on, I want to hear Dr. Ray Anderson. I know you do, but be still and know that all is well. Everything in time, at my own time. Okay. let's take a breath. Let's breathe out. I'm feeling different. Let's have this in the background. Let's connect to the heart chakra. Somebody needs to just be still. I know I do. It's time to read. Let me read a little bit about Dr. Ray Anderson. Reverend Dr. Ray Anderson. And that's just him. He does so much more. I don't know how he does it. But maybe he's going to share some tips with me. No. I don't need any more tips. I'm already doing too much. Or maybe I have to do too much effortlessly. That's what I need. Yes, exactly. Excuse me. Reverend Dr. Anderson is an ordained interfaith, interspiritual minister. He is also a certified holistic life coach, a certified teacher of American Sign Language, ASL, a freelance interpreter in the deaf community specializing in musical interpreting. His love of ASL and music is what led to him becoming the founder, president of the League. That's American Sign Language Theatrical Performance Company, and the belief has an acronym, which is Being Empowered, Living Inspired, Exemplifying Victory Every Day. I love that. He has authored two books, Visual Music, Music You Can See. that's not the title, that's me adding to it, but Visual Music, Interpreting Songs in American Sign Language, and Moving Mountain, The Journey of Transformation. He's a loving father and a grandfather. And he's here to share his tips, his wisdom, his joy, his energy. He has a beautiful energy. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful guest, my brother, my friend, myself, Reverend Dr. Ray Anderson.
Thank you. Namaste and blessings to everyone.
Namaste and blessings to everyone. Yes. It's nice to have you here. I'm so excited. Thanks, sir. And we're just getting ready to dance together.
Most definitely.
Yes, if I don't know if I'm brave enough to stretch with you, but I do the little stretch I can do because I've seen some of your pictures on Facebook. I'm just like, is that even possible?
So I'm told.
I don't know how you do
told.
It.
Gotta stay
that's
in shape.
Because you're, that's because you're flexible, and that's how you
exactly.
move through life. So, yes, you're going to
exactly.
share some of those tools with us tonight. Now, I've shared a little bit about you. I've talked about how you stretch. And if you don't know people, just go on Facebook. You can see the picture of Raymond Anderson. If you didn't want me to give you that information, too late. I've done it. He'll tell me later. He should have done that. But he has
all
the power
good.
To accept you or not.
It's all good.
It's all good, yes. So I've read a little bit about you, your work. There's so much more about you. But before we delve in and find out who is this man, who is this doctor, who is this reverend, who is this brother, Ray Anderson, I want to ask you a question. Who are you?
Sir?
Who is Ray Anderson?
I am that. I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an individualized manifestation of the one true spirit, as all we are.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, let's break that down. When you say individualized expression of the one, I'm assuming that most of my listeners understand that. Or sometimes we catch that on an intellectual level. But
right.
can you break that down so we can have that shift in consciousness to say, wow, that's what that means. I am one. I'm the individualized expression of the one. What does that mean? What does that look like?
Okay. Oftentimes when I'm teaching people or explaining this to them, I like to use the analogy of water. Suppose that God is the highest vibration of love, which God is, but the highest vibration of water that there is. Then that would mean that God is steam or some ether kind of vapor that's water. Well, if you lower the vibration of water, it comes down and it becomes liquid. If you lower it even more, it becomes solid and it becomes ice. Well, spirit has lowered the vibration to become physical manifestations of things. Everything that we see is God. The table, the chair, the apple, the mountain, the car, everything is a piece of God. It's God in that form. There is nowhere that God is not. So that means everything is God. Everything is God. Everywhere is God. So we are God in human form, which is one reason why Jesus said in the Psalms, is it not written that ye are gods?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, the master teacher, understood the principle that God, the Father, the Mother, the divine principle of love, manifested as humans, manifested as everything that there is to experience this version of life.
Yes, yes. And as I hear you, I love the interpretation, your not even a definite expression. I call it expression because I like definition expression, and it makes sense because the only the difference in the steam, the water, and the ice is just the vibration, and
right.
and but in that vibration, everything being God, there are some people who would say, well. Kind of get it, but where was God when my mother died? Where was God when my child was sick? Where was God when I was being abused? This month we're focusing, the theme for this month is freedom. And, you know, I'm committed to myself, my listeners, anybody who's listened to the show, to experiencing freedom within themselves, you know. So when you say, everything is God. There is no spot where God is not. What would you say to somebody who's saying, I get it, I kind of feel it, something about that rings true, but I just don't understand. Why would God let my loved one die? My dad died, I prayed, but God still took my dad. What would you say to them?
Well, several things. One, there's an interesting divine paradox where, I mean, we see or we perceive things as being separate. We perceive us and them, it and me, etc., when in actuality there is no separation. Everything is one. Everything is God. So when we step back from looking at things from the ego point of view, and we understand or can acknowledge that it's all one, then we no longer have a reason to see things like death as a loss. Because in spirit, there's no such thing as death. Death is a perception where we, for example, I don't remember where the quote comes from, but, and I'm going to paraphrase, what the caterpillar calls death, the butterfly calls life. It's only a transition from one form to another. When ice, let's go back to that analogy, when ice melts, it turns to water. Heat it up, it turns to steam. The water does not disappear. It's not gone. It only changes form. So God, the only time we perceive God as taking someone from us, or why would God allow this, is when we have this concept of God as Zeus or Odin or some other long-haired, bearded deity in some great heaven far away, judging and waiting to strike us with a lightning bolt. We perceive that God is out there looking at us, judging us, taking things from us, moving us on a chessboard, playing some game, rather than everything that happens is in divine order. There's no way to step outside of that. Every single thing. So the mother, the father, my father transitioned in 2002, and I understood my father's not gone. He no longer uses that body, just like when I was a child and my mother used to have a Ford. Well, when we, the family, outgrew the Ford, she sold it or gave it away. So we, the beings in the car, we got out of it and moved on. My father, the spirit that he is, moved on. He returned to the one source. Will he come back? Who knows? Depends on one's belief in reincarnation. But what I do know is that my father is not dead. Not possible. So why do certain things happen? Why do bad things happen to good people? There are many things in the mind of God that on our level, there's no way we're going to understand.
Right.
In this human form, there are a lot of, just scientifically, in terms of physics, there are a lot of things that we, as humans, don't understand on that level. How many of us, I love the fact that Bob Proctor often says, how many of us really understand how electricity works? How many of us really understand what electricity is? But we use it every day. Yeah, exactly. Right. To understand what's going on in the mind of God, you have to be there in the mind of God. So stepping back saying, while I personally do not understand why my child has leukemia, I can, in faith and in trust, understand and accept that there is a divine purpose for this because my child is God. And on some level, therefore, God manifested leukemia to experience this for him or herself, for me to experience whatever it is I'm supposed to experience through that with them. My father had Lou Gehrig's disease. That was not God punishing him or punishing me or anyone else. I've come to learn that everything happens for a reason. And if we step out of the ego long enough to just breathe, just breathe, see ourselves as the I am and just say, I release this, I let it go, and I breathe. It's amazing the kind of insight that you start to get. You no longer resent the disease. You no longer resist the disease. And I found from many people that the moment you step out of that, that's when healing occurs because you're no longer resisting it. You've made peace with it. Whether or not you are cured of it, that's a totally different matter. But one thing that's assured is you will be healed. So that's generally where I do my best to guide people or help to open their eyes to at least consider the possibility of it.
Right. I listened to you, and I love what you said. To understand what's going on in the mind of God, you have to be in the mind of God. And for me, from my experience, and just something I know on a deep level, that if I release myself, if I allow myself, if I just step into that place where, as you said, just breathe and allow myself to be in the mind of God, I won't have all those questions anymore. It'll be,
right.
There's that place where everything just makes sense, and there isn't enough words to explain, express, define, label it. It's just a place of perfect, complete peace. And that's the work, really. It's about doing our spiritual practice to hang out in the mind of God, even if it's just for 1 second, 5 seconds, a day, a week, a whole lifetime, or never.
Exactly.
But, it all adds. So let's talk about your story, because I'm hearing what you're saying, and then there's a tendency for people to look at particularly, you have a reverend as one of your titles, people kind of look at, you have this speed dial to God, or as an author, they think, okay, you don't have issues. Let's talk about your story. How did you get to where you are today? What was your story? What was it like growing up? Were you all this, what you're sharing with us now, was this part of what your parents shared with you?
Oh, most definitely not. where does one begin? Okay. Growing up, I was the youngest of six children, six boys. And the environment was abusive on many levels. Everyone in my family has either, because some of them are clean and sober now, but everyone in my family has either done drugs, made drugs, sold drugs, bought drugs from each other in the family who sold drugs, made drugs, took pictures of drugs. I mean, everything. If you can imagine
it, right?
Exactly. And so on so many levels, there was verbal abuse, physical abuse, psychological and emotional abuse. And when I was in elementary school, my father was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, or the medical term, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and he was, the prognosis was he would die within 2 to 4 years. So moving into middle school, I started to take the longest possible route home because I didn't want to be the first one home to find my father dead in the house. As part of my circumventing getting home first, I started to go to the library and read, 3 steps back. But long before I was born, my father served a life sentence in jail for murder. And I believe at that time the life sentence was 27 years, if I'm not mistaken. So I think he did 25 of those and was let out for good behavior. So once he got out, he re-met my mother. They got married, had me. So one of the things my father used to always teach me was read. There's great knowledge and whatnot in books. Read. So from that example, I started to read. So as I was saying, I was in the library reading, and as a child, I was bullied very often, very often. And I used to ask my brothers, teach me how to fight. Teach me how to box so these people can stop taking my Jell-O and my Pop-Tarts. I wanted to spend my food, and my brothers being, that's what older brothers are supposed to do, teach you how to fight. But my older brothers were so consumed in, their own lives that, it would always turn into, I'll teach you on Saturday. Saturday came and went. I'll teach you next Saturday. That Saturday came and went. So after a while, I just said, whatever. It's not going to happen. So while at the library, I started to read about a variety of things. And at some point, one of my oldest brother came back into town, took me to see a Bruce Lee movie, and it was a done deal. I said, I don't want to punch people. I don't want to punch people. I want to kick people. I want to do what Bruce Lee's doing. You want to take my Pop-Tart? Ha-ha! Kick to the head. That's what I wanted to do. So while walking around the city of Pittsburgh to avoid going home, I stumbled across a couple of martial arts schools. I would go in, just sit down and watch classes to avoid going home, as I said. And I started to sketch, because I used to draw Well, I still draw, but I started to sketch the blocks and the kicks, and then I would go home and practice them, and that's sort of how my martial arts started. Well, as the martial arts developed, I was back in the library reading, well, where did Kung Fu come from? Where did Aikido come from? Where did Ninjutsu come from? And through that, I found the philosophy behind the martial arts. And then it was, well, martial arts isn't even about fighting if you're truly a martial artist. Martial arts is about not fighting. It's about overcoming your greatest enemy, which is yourself, overcoming your limits and your perceived obstacles that you hold in mind. So that gave me a whole totally different perspective on what I was now supposed to be doing as a martial artist, because that's how I perceived myself. I saw two Bruce Lee movies, and I'm doing a couple of kicks, and yes, I'm like 3 days away from a black belt. Eventually, I actually had the opportunity to study martial arts, and like I said, the variety of abuse in the family continued. My father, once again, with Lou Gehrig's disease, did not die in the 4 years because, as I said, he transitioned in 2002. So he had it for some odd 30-some years. Well, throughout all of this journey, throughout all of this self-hatred, because I used to hate myself, all the way up until I was around 28, 29, maybe. I was just shy of 30. Part of my everyday prayer was, dear God, if you exist, kill me in my sleep. I want to go. I want to go now, and I want to go painlessly. And that used to be, I used to recite that nightly, because the pain of the family, the pain of life, everything just, it hurt so much. So I couldn't deal with the pain. And every now and then I would have suicidal ideations. I never really attempted it, but I had the, well, if I killed myself, who would actually show up at my funeral? Well, if I killed myself, who would really care? Who would really miss me? And then I so desperately wanted to have like a Jimmy Stewart, It's a Wonderful Life experience. I wanted some angel to come down and say, let me show you what life would have been like had you not been born. And then I wanted to see how miserable everybody was because I was gone. But clearly, unfortunately, that didn't happen. However, I did at some point later have a waking dream where basically God stood in front of me and said, you know what, Ray? I want to show you a pie chart. And God proceeded to pop up this PowerPoint pie chart showing me all the times in my life where I complained or said things about, I'm bored. I don't have anything to do. I'm bored. And the number of times I said this far outweighed anything else on the chart. And then God said to me, I've given you universes and galaxies and species of plants and animals and more books than you could ever consume. How dare you complain about having nothing to do? Call it for what it is. You choose not to do. You choose not to find something to go out and do. Call it for what it is and take responsibility. And I woke up and I said, you know what? Okay. That was pretty clear. So I stopped complaining about the stuff. I stopped being bored. And I got very much more involved in my spiritual quest. I was into superheroes and comic books because, like I said, I drew.
Before you go to that, I want to ask something there. When you got that call from God, when it showed up, it happened in a dream, right? Well,
correct.
A dream, but it's a different kind of dream.
Yeah.
When you woke up, you know, that's the best way we can put it. But so much more than that. But anyway, when you woke up, what was running through you? What were the thoughts? Did you just wake up and say, oh, I got it? Or was there some things where you said, wait a minute, am I dead already? Or is there something wrong? Is this, you know, did God finally answer my prayer? What was that like before you stepped into actually moving forward and taking actions?
Well, because it was so vivid, and I'd had vivid dreams before, but this was, it was vivid in a, It's like, there's this quote that Wayne Dyer has in the front of his book, Real Magic, and I'm really going to paraphrase this, where it's something to the effect of, suppose you dreamt, and in the dream you went to heaven, and in heaven you saw a rose, and you picked that rose, and you woke up, and that rose was in your hand. That's how vivid it was. When I woke up, I could still smell the aroma of the divine on me. I mean, literally, I felt like I blinked, and that was it. It didn't feel like sleep. It felt like the moment between a blink and I opened my eyes. That's how real it felt. So for me, it was, yeah, that was not a dream. That was a message, and it was a wake-up call to pay heed, because right now, the way you're living, you're a zombie. You're existing. You're not living. So take responsibility and live, because it's your choice. That's what I got from that.
Wow. And then so what was the first action you took to start embodying that? Well, you already embodied on the soul level, but to actually allow it to be expressed through you.
That's when I started, because I couldn't quite conceptualize, like, how to begin. I don't know what to do. So I reverted to what felt most natural, which is what I was saying. I had a love for comic books and for movies like Star Wars and Superman. So from my reading at the library, I already knew that, you know, these are archetypes and they represent spiritual principles, and I already knew that. So I decided, well, if I take the lessons of, or the examples of, Spider-Man, to whom much is given, much is required. I mean, that's the lesson of Spider-Man. That's what Uncle Ben tells him. With great power comes great responsibility. And then there's Superman and Silver Surfer and, you know, all of these, and Star Wars and Yoda. And I said, okay, you know what? This is actually teaching me stuff. So then I went and said, well, where do these people get these ideas? And that's when I found Joseph Campbell, who inspired George Lucas to do, you know, the hero's journey. And then I started to delve even deeper into what that means. What is the hero's journey? And then that led me on to more direct spiritual paths of Christianity, the way Jesus would have wanted it to become. To say it that way.
I understand that.
Not quite what it has become, but what Jesus initially intended. And then what the Buddha taught. And, you know, I started delving more into all of these ancient traditions. I understand what the pastor in the pulpit is saying. I understand what the book is saying in English in front of me right here. I'm curious to know, what did this say in Hebrew? So I went and found rabbis in synagogues and said, what does the Talmud say? You know, what's in the Pentateuch? What in Genesis, what does it say in your book? Because what I have came from yours. And I know how English is. I do sign language, and I was studying Japanese. Little nuances can be lost in translation. What does it say in your original? And then I went to people who do Greek and Aramaic, because I was curious. And I started to speak to people who are practicing Hindus, and I started to learn from all of them, and then said, okay, what does this have to do with me now? How does knowing this change me so that I can be the best that I can be, so that I can be the change that I want to see in the world?
Right. Wow. Today's topic, being empowered to live an inspired life. If you are not inspired by what you've heard so far, you're not on this planet. You're on a different realm. I won't say you're dead, because, you know, there's no death, but you're on a different planet. And that's okay. So you can share some things with us, what it's like over there to hear something like this and not be inspired.
Right.
So, I mean, because you shared so much. You talk about verbal abuse, physical abuse, your father having a life sentence and the experience you went through, and I'm sure that's just a short version of a bigger story.
Oh, yeah.
And as I listen to you, it's like, oh, my God. You know, and we struggle sometimes. Life
life for me, I see life can be messy sometimes, and I believe that because we are connected with the One, we are one with the One, that our mission on this planet is to make sense of it in a sense
right.
that we are set free, and using that awareness, that insight to support others in being free. And your work is definitely about that. There's so much I want to just go into, and because I've checked you, looking at your website, your Facebook info, it's like, wow, this man loves learning, and you're truly a teacher. Now, we let's see. Let's take some questions. Let's take a break, and we'll come back
okay.
and take some questions. We've got some listeners calling in. We want to talk more so we can, and I want to find out about the belief, the theatrical
okay.
performance company that you have. There's so much that you're doing. I'm like, let me just talk about the man's story because he does so much. And it is inspiring, you know, that you have now taken the experience of the past and using it. It's almost like, well, you are. You're truly an alchemist. You know, you
right.
took the lead of your life, those heavy story, that heavy experience, and you're making gold out of it. And that is really, really inspiring. To find out more, I know you have several websites. There's a website you got, whenyoubelieve.org. Is there another one you want listeners to find out about? Is that good enough to find out about you? Is that a good one to get out?
Yeah, that one's fine. I mean, the other one is for my Spiritual Life Center,
okay.
www.clspfi.org.
Okay, spell it, say that again. P-L, you said?
C as in Charles.
Okay.
CLS, Center for Living the Sacred, CLS, PFI, Phoenix Fellowship Institute.org. But if they go to the other one, because I think you have the other one on your website, whenyoubelieve.org, if they go there and email me or find me on Facebook, I can send them all the information and everything that I do.
Keeping you law. I remember when I looked at your title, yeah, I told you this when we talked yesterday, I was like, double PhD, what? I don't have any, but I know people who are doing one, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. And, I mean, that's just not all you have, it's just this title, and you're definitely a student of life, which makes you a wonderful teacher. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. My guest is Reverend Dr. Ray Anderson, and we are talking about being empowered to live an inspired life, looking at the stories, the struggles, the challenges of your life, rather than judging it and blaming and criticizing it, but really using it. Using his lip, making it to lead, and well, turn it into gold, and really be an inspiration to others. We're taking your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, like page. You can post your questions there. If you don't do Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the menu that says Life Conversations Radio. There's a drop-down menu. Click on Ask at A, and then we'll get to it. Those of you in the chat room, thank you for tuning in. We're coming to you. Those of you on the phone line, hold tight. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with your questions and then celestial moments. And just in case you're wondering, just in case you didn't catch it, here's Jack Armstrong to remind you what you're listening to. Where's Jack? Jack, where you at? Jack is, I can't find him. No, there he is, right there.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudge nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the row.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Yes, indeed. We are daring you to live your best life. We have a wonderful guest, Dr. Ray Anderson, who is inspiring us, and we are inspiring the world. We're inspiring you. We're taking your calls as well, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We welcome all of you in the chat room, new listeners, silent listeners, disguised as guests. Welcome to Life Conversations Radio. This is where change begins and you're part of it. And we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And so make sure you bookmark the website address, Life Conversations Radio. It's about, that's what life is made about. Life is made of conversations. We talk, we share, we grow, we transform, but we have to push the apply button. And my guest, as I said, is Reverend Dr. Ray Anderson, and he is inspiring me. I'm sure it's inspiring you. Today's topic, being empowered to live an inspired life. Dr. Anderson, that would be scary. Well, it was two different calls. Well, one was in a Skype. That's clearly two pranksters.
Yeah.
And they're going through a phase where they're totally confused and they're calling for help. So we are going to bless them and move
Amen.
On. Amen. Number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're talking about being empowered to live an inspired life. And Ray, I want to just speak to you right now. I'm thinking of the listeners, some people who may be offended by those who really probably they probably allow themselves to get hijacked in what just happened. What would you say to them? How would you kind of bring the listeners who are here to be inspired, and now they're just this expression of God who kind of sees itself separated, or they see themselves separated. They may be hijacked by what's happened. What would you share with them to bring them back into alignment?
Well, one, when we feel offense for something, for whatever reason, or anger or whatever, 9 times out of 10, if not 9.99 times out of 10, it's because on some level we took it personally. And if I'm not mistaken, it's number 3 of Don Miguel Ruiz's 4 agreements. Agreement number 3 or number 2 is don't take it personal. If you don't take it personal, then nothing, no way, shape, or form can it offend you. I love the fact that one of the things Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did when he was selecting the people who would march with him, he wanted to make sure that these were people who were going to be standing in such truth and in such integrity that they would be able to be spat upon, have bricks thrown at them, have the hoses turned on them, and dogs nipping at their knees without retaliating back. That meant that these people had to stand in such a place of love, knowing that what they were doing represented the light in so strong a manner that the darkness could not shake them. So, yes, these two people called, and yes, what they said was disturbing. But because just because it was disturbing doesn't mean we have to be disturbed by it. We can hear it, take a breath, exhale, and let it go. Bless them on their journey, because as we are bringing light and inspiration to people, it's only natural that there are going to be some people out there who are bound in the darkness, who like being in the darkness, who want to stay in the darkness, who want to be the Darth Vaders and the Voldemorts in the world, who want to quell the good and quell the light. It's not possible. There's no switch in your house to remove darkness. How do you get rid of the dark? You turn the light on. So go into that inner place, go in, and say, in this place, where I and God are one, there's only peace.
Yes, indeed.
Nothing that anyone else can bring to me or do can shake me of that. There's peace. There is power in the presence of God, and the presence of God is where I am now. What these people are doing does not reflect on me. It shows me where they are. And even more than that, if we weren't doing what we were doing, they would have no reason to try to do what they're doing. That's all the more reason to say what we're doing is right. Because when people are doing wrong, you don't have pranksters and hate coming at you for doing wrong. You only have that coming at you for doing right. So stand on the side of right, stand on the side of love, and let it go.
Yes. We're preparing for Celestial Moment, and with Celeste Morgan, so stand by. We're going to do that in a few minutes. And we're going to keep the conversation going with Ray Anderson. Now, you are passionate about the deaf community. Tell us about your passion. How did you get involved with that?
Well, originally when I was five, I established, and I have no idea, honestly, I have no idea why at the age of five I had like a bucket list of sorts at the age of five. Of all these things that I wanted to do, I wanted 10 degrees, I wanted to become a doctor, I wanted to have a school, I wanted all these things. And part of me wants to say that Sesame Street is to blame, because it was Sesame Street that inspired me. Well, I mean, seriously, and I don't know, I know the Muppets weren't talking, I know Ernie and Bert and them weren't talking about, yeah, Bert, I want to get a degree too. But the point is, Linda Bove was the deaf woman on Sesame Street. And I saw French, and I saw Spanish, and I saw all these other languages represented on Sesame Street, but there was something about her. She was the only one. I mean, Bob signed with her. He was sort of her interpreter. But I was like, wow, she talks with her hands and listens with her eyes. That is so cool. So God and I sat down over coffee and had a conversation, and I said, one, I would like to meet this woman. Two, I don't want Bob to be there. I want it to be she and I, which means I need to learn how to talk to this woman on my own. So I need you to make this happen. I need you to provide the things that, you know, I want to talk to this woman. And when I went to college the second time for my bachelor's degree in art education, they offered a sign language course. I took it. Once I understood that sign language does not follow the rules of English, because at first I didn't grasp that. Once I understood that, I took off, and I started taking every class that I could take referencing sign language. I eventually went to an interpreter training program to become an interpreter, and then I started a sign language performance company in Pittsburgh that was called STARS, Sticking Together Always Results in Success. And once I left Pittsburgh, that group closed. I went to Richmond and started it again. It closed after I moved from Richmond to the D.C. area. Once in the D.C. area, I said, you know what? I'm a new person. It's time to start something new based upon where I am in consciousness now. So then I started Believe, being empowered, living inspired, exemplifying victory every day.
And so you do like a theater performance?
Yes, we do. The number one thing that we do, which is pretty much by request, I mean, it's our most popular thing, is we perform songs in sign language, using American Sign Language. And if people want to, once again, either find me on Facebook or send me an email or go to YouTube and type in my name, and just some of the examples of what I do with sign language, you can see some of the videos. But we do anywhere from one song at an event. Sometimes we'll go to a church or a school and we'll do something for their African American History Month, Native American History Month, for the gay and lesbian community, something. Or people will say, well, we want a whole concert. We want a whole 1 hour, do what you do. And we do songs and dance and we do skits, all centered around the theme of communication, empowerment, and inspiration.
Yeah, which is what your life is about. It's definitely what your life is about. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're going to take a quick break, well, musical break, a prayer break, and we're going to come back with Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan and then continue the conversation with Ray Anderson. Or you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a like page, fan page, or go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, click the Life Conversations radio button, and drop down arrow, ask, Ade, and we'll get to your question. Yes, indeed, Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, and I'm still getting used to the new time. But in the meantime, let's do this. We'll be right back.
You stop and turn within. Truly sensing our oneness with the divine presence. We sense now that our very life is the very essence of God. That our life, our being, our very nature represents all of the qualities of God, represents the peace, the love, the joy, the harmony, the wisdom of infinite spirit. It is in this way that I release, I give my entire life, entire being to pure spirit, to be a conscious place for God to do its will, its magic, to demonstrate its beauty through and as me. In this way, I simply say, thank you, Father, Mother, God. I release it. I let it go. I let it be. Amen.
I release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life, and my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God.
Yes, indeed, we are only here for God. Even the pranksters, you are only here for God. You may be confused about that. You may be bored. It's time for you to have a call from God so you can know why you're here. For your pie chat to be filled with inspiration. Because you're bored and you're looking for nothing to do. And we appreciate you. We love you. We bless you. Let's get ready for Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan. Just I release and let go. The prayer with Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, and the song The Agape Choir, and of course Nikki Barrett Beckwith. This is director Celeste Morgan. How are you doing? Are you there, Celeste? Okay, I don't hear Celeste. What's going on? Okay, wait a minute. Ray, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
I can hear you. Let's try Celeste again. All right. Celeste, are you there? Let us. Okay, well, let's keep moving. Celeste, when you're ready, well, I don't know what's going on, just press one on your keypad and we'll come back to you. Well, let's keep the conversation going. So,
let's talk, continue this conversation. So the thing for me, I'm kind of looking, you know, I told you earlier, we're talking about freedom at the, is our theme for the month.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much going on right now. There's so much going on in the world when you talk about politics, when you're talking about the economy, globally. And people are struggling, the energy speeding up. Just some things just don't make sense. What would you share with people to use the challenges that they're going through and growing through right now to use that to empower themselves so that they can be inspired?
Generally, it's a shift in how you perceive. It's a shift in your paradigms. It's a shift in your consciousness. It's no longer looking at things as a struggle, as a challenge, or a negative challenge. It's looking at everything as an opportunity for something greater. What the coal, or chunk of coal, needs in order to turn into a diamond is a whole lot of heat and a whole lot of pressure. It can't do what, it can't go through that transformation without that. No matter what happens,
right,
a little bit of pressure and a little bit of heat will never turn coal into a diamond. In order for the, can go back to the caterpillar, in order for the caterpillar to become the butterfly, there's a process where, as it's metamorphosing, where its imaginal cells, which I love the fact that they're called imaginal, it's like imagination, but they're, its imaginal cells, which hold the image of the butterfly, they actually go into a combat situation with the caterpillar-like cells. Because the caterpillar-like cells are like, whoa, what's up with, what's going on? It perceives the imaginal cells as invaders. And so it initially starts to go into combat, like our white blood cells do. But then it realizes, oh, it, they're not an enemy. And then the caterpillar cells take on the attributes of the imaginal cells, and boom, the metamorphosis goes in and the butterfly comes out. So it's a shift in how we perceive whatever's going on. Yes, it's a challenge to do that, but the moment you do that, an entire new world opens up. So politics, yes, whatever's happening in the world is happening. War exists, yes. And technically, based on what we were talking about, yes, that's God fighting God, yes. But if Gandhi, as one man, can change not only a nation, stop a war, basically, by being the inspiration to have a war end, influence Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement, which influenced women's rights, animal rights, gay rights, etc., he dropped the stone, the ripples went, and the ripples are still going. So when we turn the outward look, turn it back in, and say things like, "There, war exists in the world. How do I contribute to that?"
Right.
Because if there's ever a moment in me where I feel like I want to kill someone, then it's contributing to it. If there's ever a moment, road rage, if there's ever a moment where you want to curse at someone, flip someone off, slap someone, it's that kind of emotional uprising that then turns into war. When you turn it back and say, okay, let me control this, let me pull this back in, and let me respond to everything that happens with compassion and love, then you'll start to see that also outpictured in the world. Will that end war? I have no idea. Is it possible? Yes. Because we're not talking about will it happen, because it may or may not. That's not my concern. That's not our concern. Our concern is it possible? Yes, it is possible. And if it's possible, it increases the likelihood of it happening. So turn it back in and say, I'm seeing this challenge in the world outside of me, in politics, in my family, in my child's school, wherever it is. And turn it back and say, can I see that same thing in me anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
What is the highest possible spiritual, loving, compassionate way that I can respond to this thing that I don't like? And how can I detach myself from the outcome where I can say, no matter what happens, it's all God, it's all good. Even if it's something I don't like, I don't have to dwell on it. I don't have to give it power. I don't have to give it energy. All I have to do is let it be, let it go, let it flow, and respond with compassion and love to the best of my ability. Yeah. And then you'll notice a whole scheme of things will start to transform and change.
So true. It's interesting you're talking about looking at what we judge or who we judge and criticize and see there's part of that live in me. And we're going to do Celestia's back now. We're going to do Celestia a moment. When we come back after that, I want to talk a little bit more about that. And I love how this week is shaping up. We started this week, Monday, talking about embracing the shadow. And yesterday we had Andrew Harvey. And we were talking about shadow work. And it seems like, you know, that's the most important thing, because when we learn to be with our own judgment, our own insecurities, our own doubts, it's easier to be compassionate. It's easier to stand and be the light, be the love, you know.
Right.
And yeah, so after Celestia a moment, I wanted to continue that conversation. All right, so let's just back in the house, and let's see. Let's go here. Oh, where'd she go? Oh, Glenda, nice to see you, my friend. All of you in the chat room, thank you, thank you, thank you all for being here. Tamara Joy is in the house. For those of you in the chat room, silent listeners, for Saggy, fourth degree Sagittarius, I get it now. Kathleen, yes, my sister, thank you. Thank you for connecting me with my brother. I am so enjoying my conversation with him, Ray Anderson. And Healing for Inner Peace, Lenny Reed, I think, Laverne, and Raymond Anderson is in the chat room as well. Silent listeners, share the show. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I am fine. I think I got lost in the ethers. Can you hear me?
We can. You know, you must be in the middle of downloading the Celestial Moment. You were hanging out with those people. And you were doing sign language.
I was ready.
But you should have been speaking to Ray. I don't understand sign language. Wait a little bit.
You know,
this is radio. Sign language doesn't work.
But Ray and I have so many things in common. And I have a gift for him. One of my heroes when I was getting bullied was Bruce Lee, too.
Amen.
I thought I'd bring you a little bit of Bruce today. Empty your mind. Be formless. Shapeless like water. If you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it into a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. And I love him, and I love how you bring in those superheroes and, oh my goodness, Joseph Campbell and Star Wars. We're going to be talking later. So I want
Almost
to give
definitely.
You that Bruce Lee gift. My goodness, and hello, family. We're going to get right to it because I'm anxious to hear the rest, too. I love this show. I love having my brothers talk to each other. Now, that in itself is quite a treat. So thank you both for saying yes to your mission. Okay, so here we go. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Wednesday, July 11th, 2012. When we add the date, it equals 2030. Add 2030 and you get 5. Remember, the energy for this day is also the energy for the whole year. And if you happen to be having a birthday today, this is your lesson card for the whole year. 5 represents change. 5 shows up as the high priest in tarot and the dancer bringing forth all our soul has to offer in the black angel cards. Our throat chakra is our 5th chakra. We want to watch the words that are coming out of our mouth. It's important to stay balanced, for pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. The 5th letter of the alphabet is E, and words like empowered, ecstasy, and ego connect us to the divine energy of number 5. 5 is also the bear in medicine cards, and that is where we are going to put the spotlight today. Bear, invite me into the cave where silence surrounds the answers you gave. Family, have you been having a bear of a year? More grizzly than Winnie the Pooh? shifting with natural changes, some of us might be wondering if the end is near. The end is near, I say, with a slight reframe. The end of thoughts of you are not good enough. The end is near for franchises in your life that perpetuate fear. The bear comes with its sacred medicine of introspection and invites us into a loving embrace of motherly compassion, providing nourishment from the placenta of the great void. That's the place where questions and answers rest side by side. If you have the gift to ask the question, then trust the answer is not far behind. Sharpen your access to it when you step into the land of trusting your intuition. Maintain your sanity, finding peace of mind instead of giving others a piece of it at every little provocation. Rest into the serenity of stillness and take the time to retreat into the silence, and you can chill out your grizzly. Sometimes the best answers come from trusting that we can handle it no matter what. And yes, that includes trusting the unknown. All is well. And that's the story of five, told through the Bear of Medicine cards. I'll see you on Thursday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you. I almost bust out laughing because, Ray, when you talked about... a bug just came in my mouth. What is really going on today? What's really
going on? Can we talk about it?
What's going on? Just talk about it. When you talked about you just want to stop the bully from taking your jello and then you did martial arts, I heard Chris Tucker in my head that you would have hit those bullies. They would have said, which one of y'all just hit me? And then Celeste talking about watching the words that are coming out of my mouth. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Exactly.
Well, it's just stay in the flow, people. We're going to stay in the flow, regardless
stay
of what's going
on. Flow.
I appreciate
good.
You, brothers. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you. You, too. Yes, yes, yes. If you're just joining us, Ray Anderson is my guest. And don't mess with us, because he will do a movement all the way where he is right now. You'll feel your chi realigned. This is the wrong show to mess with. I can see those brothers now. I need Jesus. I need to repent. And it's like, why am I even saying this? I need Jesus. Yeah, you need Jesus, not religion. You definitely need Jesus. But before we let you go, you know, I want to talk about this, the shadow work, really embracing our own pain, our own judgment, and particularly abuse and trauma. Can you speak to the kind of things that people can do in their spiritual practice to... because sometimes we get stuck in the stories of the past, experiences that we had in the past. We get so stuck in it, and some people, they try EFT, they try meditation, but somehow they can shake it. Can you share some tools that people can use to heal the past, the pain, the abuse, the trauma?
Yes, sir. My pleasure. There are a great many things out there that, I mean, you just mentioned some. One of the first and main things that I've personally found that will enable these other modalities to work is, one, you have to embrace it. You can't hate the thing within you that you want to get rid of. In order to truly heal, you have to acknowledge it. It's almost like when people go to AA or NA, one of the very first things is you acknowledge, hello, my name is Ray, and while I don't agree with the I am an alcoholic part, there is the acknowledgement of, hello, I'm Ray, and I have experienced a problem with alcohol or whatever. But there's the recognition of, this is the truth. I was abused. This is the truth. I may have been molested. This is the truth. My child has leukemia. This is the truth. Whatever. You go through whatever it is, and you acknowledge, I don't like this part of the story, but it's what happened. I mean, when we think about when we watch movies, there are a whole bunch of movies out there that when we watch, there are things in it that make us feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But through the entire process, we see the introduction of the story, the body of the story, the resolution and conclusion of the story, all of it's necessary in order to come to the end. So you have to acknowledge it, embrace it, and say, this is the truth of what happened. It's not necessarily the truth of me. because it doesn't mean that I am a victim. It does not mean I have to remain a victim. That is what happened in the past. The only way the abuser in the past is abusing me now is because it's me reliving it. I'm abusing myself by still dwelling in that. So acknowledge it. Second thing is forgive. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself and forgive them. And so many people have spoken about just because you forgive them does not mean you condone what they did. Forgiving them sets you free. You can, I believe the Buddha said that revenge or this whole concept of, you know, hating someone else is like drinking poison and expecting the poison to do something to the other person. It's not going to do anything to them. It's not going to hurt them. You're hurting yourself. So you say, this is what happened. If I could change it, I would, but I can't. So I'm going to work through this. I forgive me. It's not my fault. Go through the process. I understand that they did. While it's difficult to understand, they did the best they could. If they could have done better, they would have. Everybody is doing, as difficult as that concept is to grasp, everybody in every moment is doing the best they can.
Yes.
When you're asleep, you're going to sleepwalk. There's no other choice. When you awaken, you're going to walk around as an awakened person. You're doing the best you can based upon your paradigms, your beliefs, what you hold dear. So if you want to shake it and move forward, you have to shift. You have to change the paradigm. Change what you believe. Change what you believe about you. Forgive it and get the freedom from it. Forgive them, get the freedom from it, and then move forward. Then you can do meditation and affirmative prayer and EFT. Then you can do all these other things, and the modalities are going to work because now you've done the initial work to welcome the healing. I don't care what you do with whatever modalities. If you don't get to the point where you are ready, I mean truly ready to go there, then EFT, acupuncture, Reiki, none of it's going to work. And when you think about it, spiritually, scripturally speaking, Jesus, the master teacher, went home, and there were people there he could not heal. Now, oftentimes, people in the church don't want to acknowledge, well, Jesus, I understand. I'm a reverend. Clearly, I understand. But understand the concept that there were those that Jesus could not heal. Why not? Because they weren't ready. They couldn't accept it. So we have to get to the place where we can acknowledge and accept it, and then the healing will happen.
Yes. Yes. That's a very good point you brought up, because I always say that, you know, Jesus was credited to do a lot of healing, but Jesus just kind of stood in a place of affirmation, you know.
Right.
You know, it's the whole thing of Jesus, please heal me, heal me. He said, do you believe I can heal you? Yes, 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 heal me. Jesus said, okay, your faith made you whole. Your faith in knowing that I can heal you already made you whole. Healing is about wholeness. It's just the faith to know that Jesus can heal you, whatever it is, that faith makes us whole and really be willing to let go and be healed. God can only do for us what God can do through us. We've got to be open and available. And just real quick, I know we're going over time, but real quick, I want to ask you this. You're talking about forgiveness. And can you answer this last question? I'm trying not to think again. Did you go through a forgiveness process with your family or with your dad based on how you grew up? And if you did, what was that like?
I went through several stages of forgiveness. Some of the forgiveness happened where I literally spoke to them about certain things. And when I realized that there were certain things that they couldn't even hear coming from me, I realized I don't have to do this with them to forgive them. I can forgive them. For example, the forgiveness work that I did mostly with my father was after he transitioned. Because there is one mind, one universal mind, one God, whatever you do in your mind, in your heart, is going to affect them. So if you truly go in, as I did, I went into me and said, what do I need to do to really forgive them? And first thing I had to do was completely feel the anger, the guilt, the shame, the resentment. I had to let myself feel all of it. I had to shine light in every corner of my being and get the cobwebs and the shadows out. And then once it was all out on the table, then I was able to go through it, remove it, destroy it, shred it, whatever it needed to have happened to it so that I could heal from it. And I'm at a point now where some of the relationships in my family are healthy and they're fine, and we communicate. Other relationships are not healthy. Therefore, I do not communicate with certain family members for that reason. And that's okay. I still love them, but I'm not going to continue to put myself in an unhealthy place. So I love them from a distance.
I know that's right. So I thank you for sharing that. It just rolls off inside of me to ask that question, and I think that sometimes people think forgiveness means you've got to now ask the person out for lunch or dinner, but you can love them from a distance.
Yes. I mean, you can write them a letter that you never send, you know, and tell them, you know, when I was five and you did this to me, I hated you. Write it, put it all on paper, and then do a ceremonial burning of it and watch the smoke rise and it's gone. Yeah, you don't have to, don't, if your uncle molested you or whatever happened, you don't have to take them to Starbucks and give them a caramel macchiato. No. No, forgive them and say, I don't understand why it happened. I don't have to understand why it happened. It is what it is. What I do with it today is my choice, and I choose to let you go and bless you on your way as well as myself and live my life.
So true. So true. And that act of when you said you had to go back to the cobweb, it's like you turning the light on, going into that dark place, that dark emotion, taking the light, and then, it's like, it's self-healing, self-help. We've got to be willing to feel what we're running from. Some of us we get on a spiritual path trying to run from the past. But really, when whatever you run from, you run to.
Precisely. What you resist, you will persist.
Indeed. I'm grateful for my life. I get to speak to wonderful people, and you're another person that I just don't want to let go. I just want to keep talking to you. Like, but I know you ain't going nowhere.
You're going to be back.
You're going to be back.
Where to find me.
Yes, indeed. I got all your numbers. I got your digits. The only thing I'm working on now is your DNA code. Once I got that, I can pick you up. But I'm sure I can find that on Facebook, because Facebook knows everything about us now.
Right,
it's like,
right. Google it.
Google it. Yeah, what's my blood type? I forgot. When was I born again? Oh, we live in an interesting time. Before we go on, to you, if there's anything you want to share with our listeners, maybe things you're doing, if there's an event that's coming up, or just whatever's on your heart that you want to share with our listeners before you go.
Once again, the easiest way, because I'm always doing so many things. I mean, the new book, Moving Mountains, just came out, so I'm working on promoting that. My group, Believe, is traveling and doing performances, and I'm going to Louisiana in August to teach a workshop on how to interpret music. So, I mean, I'm always doing a lot of things. So the easiest thing is, once again, you know, go to the website, email me, get in touch with me on Facebook or whatever, and I can give you the list of all that is being done. And come out. If you want to chat, we can chat. Whatever it is you want to do, we can do. If I can be of service in any way, you know, just get in touch with me, and it would be my pleasure to help serve.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, my brother. I truly appreciate you, your light,
my
your
pleasure.
Energy,
you.
Your wisdom. You're truly a blessing, and I look forward to having you back.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
you. You're welcome.
I will chat with you soon, then.
Indeed. Peace and blessings.
To you as well. Thank
you. Life is good. It's getting better. I am grateful. I am in the energy of gratitude. I have a great attitude about life. Are you inspired? If not, why not? Are you inspired to live an empowered life? You know, what are you going through? What are you growing through? All the things that are happening is all part of our spiritual growth. And before we release the show, I just want to stand with you wherever you are. I mean, some of us in the place where we're really in the flow, we're loving our lives, and there's always more to do. But always remember to just remind yourself of the sacred yes.
you know, to be available, to be willing. To be willing to grow, to be willing to be more, to step into your greater yet to be. We are here to do amazing things, great things, big things. And when I say great, amazing things, you get to decide what that is. You will know. Your soul will know. It's about tapping in, listening to that internal guidance system. So you are told and led to what needs to be done rather than comparing your bigness to somebody else's. We are here to be the change we want to see. We are here to bring the change on the planet. Let's do it together, you know. And if you want to sit this lifetime out, that's fine. You'll be back. You'll be back. But you might as well get it done while you're here now, you know. We are supporting you being empowered to live an inspired life. And tomorrow, as I said, tomorrow Thursday, we have Ambassador Safira. We're talking about play, purposely loving and appreciating you. As a tool for freedom. We're focusing on freedom this month. Next month, August, we're focusing on, what is it again, reclaiming your power. In September, I think, we're not sure yet, but we may be focusing on vulnerability. What does it mean to be vulnerable, to rebuild yourself? The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Press one on your keypad if you have any questions, comments. We're taking your questions as well on the Ask Life Coach at A fan page, Ask Life Coach at A fan page. We thank you, all of you that has tuned in today, that has shared your love with us. We truly appreciate you. And I trust that you just sit with what you hear, what you heard from Ray Anderson, his story, how he sees life. And just as important, his energy. There's so much healing in his voice. And just, I can feel it. And just allow that to bathe you, to just sit with it, and allow that to inspire the truth in you. Breathe and let God breathe itself as you, when you can catch the inspiration, and then you can be the teacher to your students, whoever they are, your family members, your friends, your coworkers. We're all in this together. let's not fool ourselves. Even those that are in pain, you get in the place where you pay attention inward now and you get to be the healer. A true healer raises the vibration. You show up as the light, and your light heals others. That's what Jesus did. That's what all the master teachers did. Their vibration. We talk about going to get a hug from Amma. People say, just being in the presence. I just started crying because she has got to a place where she's allowed that. She allows a vibration to rise up. And then when you experience it, you get a healing. It's time to release the show. Let's see. We've got some songs. This is a good song. I believe this belonged to you, Esther Nicholson. And it talks about what Ray was talking about, where, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., people spat on him, he wiped it off and gave the handkerchief back to the man and said, I believe this belongs to you. Can you be love in action when everything around you seems otherwise? And if you're working with it, great. If you're not there yet, great. There are times I'm not there yet. There are times I'm like, I don't feel like being nice. I just don't talk to me. I have my moments. But right where we are, God is. So if we remember that, we can be compassionate while we're judging ourselves, because that compassion itself will be the healing that we desire. And as I always tell you, be careful not to be judgmental of other people's judgment. Because when you become judgmental about other people's judgment, you become that you judge. All is truly well. We're going to play Esther Nicholson, maybe something, maybe Abraham. No, I'm going to do Esther Nicholson, and then we're going to do, what is it called again? No, it's not it. It's a song. Valerie Joy. Deborah Johnson. That's it. Unity. I am you, and you are me. Where is the unity? Okay, I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in. Share the show with your friends. Click the like button. All of you that listen, those of you listening to the archive right now, thank you so much for listening to Life Conversations Radio. We appreciate you. Stay tuned for Aisha, here to inspire at 2 o'clock, only about 14 minutes. She's here to keep it going. I love it. Ooh, I just love it when a dream just plays out. Ooh, this is such a vision. I can't even get into that right now. I want to play this song. But remember to be love
It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. Because when you're true to yourself, you can never lie to other people. And just as important, remember to be loved. Allow the love to come back. Allow yourself to receive the love. This is Esther Nicholson. Oh, that's not the right song. Let's try this. Esther Nicholson, I believe this belongs to you. To find out more about her, go to esthernicholson.com. I believe this belongs to you. Be the love that you want to see, that you're looking for. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
A powerful story, but a man who stood as true, with such conviction in who he was, he would not be moved. Someone stepped out of the crowd and said, "Are you Martin Luther King?" He said, "Yes, I am." And the well-dressed man spit on him. King took out his handkerchief and wiped the hate from his suit. He gave it back to the man and said, "I believe this belongs to you. I will lift you up. Do what I can do. I see your heart. I know your pain. I've been there too. I will hold you high while you do.
I am you, and you are me, then let's explore the unity, the harmony never conceived before, so sure of doors closed, now bulldozed by possibility. My reality reordered by divine order that transcends, ascends who and what I used to be. A mere vessel of personality. Too small to contain, too small to restrain. A content too infinite to define. Too magnificent to confine. Too perfect to refine. Too precious not to align with the truth of my being. Now seeing with fresh new eyes, the lies no longer capturing my attention. A new comprehension of a dimension of purity that opens my heart to our unity. If I am you and you are me, then where is the unity? The responsibility to dare to care for one another. No cover can camouflage our connection. The detection defies rejection. No objection can force my defection, no more dejection of what I know to be true. You are me, and I am you. A truth so simply true that it escapes our imagination, our affirmation, our determination to live like we know what we know. No more spiritual amnesia, a seizure that has us convulsing with the pulse of the world at a beat so steady that it makes us wonder if we are ready to step to the drummer inside. Step on with the rhythm that says that we are marching together, and whether fair or foul, through sunshine and storms, causation and forms, we acknowledge each other's existence, no longer pretending like I don't see you. 2 inches from me in the elevator. Standing next to me in the grocery line. No longer acting like what happens to you and your family bears no reality on my health and well-being. Now decreeing that our interconnectedness creates a nest in my heart that hatches a love that remains no matter the strains on our relationship. I don't have to like you to love you. And I am the people that I don't like. And with enough foresight, I'll grow to love the you that's me. And even if it's hindsight, it still guides my vision, informs my decision to stay open and concerned when I've been burned or returned to someplace I couldn't forgive before. Yet the doors, once closed, are bulldozed into possibility, reordering my reality with an order so divine that all I can do is shine. Remind myself of our unity, born out of our divinity, which only needs an opportunity to just be. Be what? Be everything, especially one with you. If I am you, okay, and you are me, then where is the unity? The sense of urgency that says that our fates, intertwined by divine design, can't wait until I am ready to do what I ought. My heart caught in a thicket of indifference. Can't wait to feel what I should or release what I could have done. Don't sing me no blues. guided, persuaded into defiling our oneness through condemnation and separation. Our liberation is in the revelation that I am you and you are me, and that together we are one people. I won't forget that you are not a threat to my being who I am meant to be. You cannot hinder my authenticity. If I am you, and you are me, then where is the unity, the harmony, the dignity?
Alive,
available today for all to be.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.